January 29, 1933. Power of the Truth. Steps on both sides, God and the creature. Unusual aspect of the Supreme Being. I was thinking about the many truths that my adorable Jesus had manifested to me about the divine will, and oh, how many thoughts crowded in my mind of surprises, of joys, of emotions, about these truths. It seemed to me that they descended from heaven all ordered so as to fill the earth, and their work was to form the way in themselves, in order to let us re-enter into these truths. Then they would wall themselves around creatures, in order to not let them leave. And my celestial Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, "My little daughter of my volition, you must know that every truth that I have manifested about my divine will was nothing other than one more approach towards creatures. Our Supreme Being, as it spoke, so it took one more step toward them, it placed one more divine particle at their disposition, and cast new bonds of union and of love. Our word is always our birth, it is our word that we placed on the way from heaven in order to seek our yearned for creature, and our sacrosanct Trinity, drawn by the power of the word because he was inseparable from us, made us take our next steps, and, step by step, we arrive at where our word reaches. Now you must know that when we decide to manifest the truth by means of our word, since it is a part of ourselves that we are putting forth, our Supreme Being takes an unusual aspect, a new joy invests us, a strength communicative of new beatitudes comes forth from us. The whole of heaven, in seeing our unusual aspect, already senses that we were about to put forth one word of ours of truth, because the first to celebrate the truths that we put forth were the three divine persons, and then the whole of heaven together with us. They are gifts of the great King, who knows how to move everything, invest everything, and our word has the creative, vivifying, transforming virtue, and at times it knocks down, it crushes, it smashes everything to pieces, and over the ruins makes arise the life of our word, and it forms there the most beautiful things, a new creation, works of magnificence as to amaze heaven and earth. What can one fiat of ours not do? It can do everything, and what will the chains of so many of our fiats not do? Our fiat transformed into word of truth possesses the invincible virtue, unreachable power, immovable firmness of the good that it wants to form in the power of my speaking fiat. You do not understand the great gift and the great good that one single word of mine about divine truth encloses. But you will understand it with time, when you will see the deeds, the works, that my truths have produced, because my truths not only have the power of drawing our Supreme Being near, of letting us take the steps, and many times it also makes us race in order to come near the creatures, but they give graces to them of letting them take steps, and making them race to meet He who already was coming to meet them, and to give them the great good that our fiat pronounced. So, our truths act powerfully when they come forth from our Divine Being, because if they go forth they want to give the life and the good that they possess, and at the same time they want to dispose creatures to draw near to the font from which they came, in order to transform them into the good of the same truth. If a new truth comes forth from us, it is everything. At the most, times, centuries, can pass, but this says nothing, because they are armed not only with power, but with invincible and divine patience, and they don't become tired in waiting, they are tireless, they are inflexible. First they must give what good they have, the life that they possess, and then, triumphant and victorious, they send back to heaven the fruits that they have conquered. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive and to listening to my truths. First you must think about where they come from, who hands them to you, the good that they want to make you, the steps of both sides to draw near each other. Do not want to put them in doubt because you do not see in the world the effects, the good, the life that my truths possess. Time will do and will say everything, for now to your part, for the rest, let your Jesus think about it. Beyond this, you must know that first we form the support, the place, the soul where our truths must descend, and then we decide to send them forth from inside our paternal bosom, because our Supreme Being, in sending the truths forth from us that change into works for creatures and sending them forth, we do not let them remain in the air and idle. No, our wisdom never does useless things. If we put them forth, they must be bearers of the good that they contain. Here is the reason for the necessity of the support for where our goodness can send them in order to immediately begin their work of participation and of transformation of the good that they possess, perhaps only to begin with one soul alone, but then to diffuse so much as to form the armies of creatures of the good that our truths possess. And when they have formed these noble armies, our truths carry them to us, onto the lap of our celestial fatherland. They are conquerors who populate heaven. They act as messengers, they run over the earth, they cast the seed, they work it, they gather it, and, triumphant for placing it in safety, they bring it into the celestial regions. They are untiring, nor do they ever stop if they have not obtained their intent. Therefore, be attentive and do not transgress in anything of what your Jesus has taught you. Fiat.